Here is your OCM regional news. I am Kyle Saunders. Good morning. In Trinidad and Tobago, the Minister of Finance reveals that inadequate fuel may have been the reason for the emergency landing by Caribbean Airlines flight. Minister Colum Imbert made the comment yesterday. The incident happened on Monday night. The incident was raised by opposition Senator Wade Mark during the urgent question session yesterday.
I have been informed by Caribbean Airlines that there was an incident with aircraft 9Y TTC at approximately 10 p.m. when that aircraft made an emergency landing into Piako. Based on what I'm seeing in this report, it appears that there was a problem with fuel for one of the engines, and one of the engines basically ran out of fuel, which caused the captain to make the mandatory announcement to the passengers that they should get into the position that is recommended for emergency landing. The captain managed to pilot the aircraft safely. There were no injuries, and the aircraft has since been withdrawn from service.
Via a statement, Caribbean Airlines confirms the incident and states that the plane had been taken out of service to facilitate inspection. Minister Imbert said three aviation officials connected to the incident are investigating the inquiries.
There are three persons involved, the pilot and two technicians, with respect to the whole question of how much fuel was in the particular tank that fed the particular engine that had the problem. They have been, I don't want to use the word withdrawn from service, but the aircraft has been withdrawn from service, and these three individuals are not in active service at this point in time, which is normal when you're doing an investigation. So that they will follow their normal procedures. I don't want to say much. I don't know the names of the individuals. I don't think I should get involved with that. But Caribbean Airlines will follow all the established procedures in accordance with civil aviation rules and regulations and their own internal industrial relations procedures to make sure that all persons involved get a fair hearing and that the root cause of the problem is determined.
Senator Mark quizzed the minister on a similar incident involving CAL in 2024. In Barbados, the government is facing criticisms for potentially diverting resources from small businesses to support the fledgling medicinal cannabis industry. Opposition spokesman on energy, small business, entrepreneurship and housing, Senator Ryan Walters, has expressed concern over a partnership between the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority and Trust Loans Fund Barbados. He is warning it could undermine support for micro and small enterprises. The partnership between the BMCLA aims to provide crucial startup capital to approved license holders in the cannabis industry who have been struggling to secure loans from traditional lending agencies. Mr. Walters further questioned if the BTFL even had the resources to help support such an industry with high expenses tied to its projects. He also queried how the reluctance of overseas banking institutions to do business with a cannabis enterprises trust loan fund could begin to support the industry. In Jamaica, government will be allocating $315 million Jamaican dollars to assist vulnerable residents in preparing their homes for hurricanes and other natural disasters. Prime Minister Andrew Hollis made the announcement in Parliament yesterday afternoon. He said $5 million will be allocated to each constituency. The Prime Minister said following the passage of Hurricane Beryl in July, the government came to the conclusion that houses with concrete roofs fared much better. He said the funds are being allocated in anticipation of the next hurricane season and to assist residents of communities still reeling from the impacts of Beryl and recent unusual weather events.
Members of Parliament are usually the first port of call for assistance. Therefore, the government will be allocating $315 million or $5 million per constituency to assist the most vulnerable cases in communities across Jamaica. While the amounts to be recommended for the beneficiary are at the discretion of the Member of Parliament, grants should be within the range of $70,000 to $100,000 to make meaningful improvements to roofs, windows and sideboardings to ensure that more Jamaican shelters can withstand the next heavy rainfall, tropical depression or hurricane.
The Prime Minister said citizens who have already benefited from the hurricane relief grant will not benefit from this initiative. Mr. Horner said, to ensure that material can be acquired easily, the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation has mapped every hardware store. And that's your OCM Regional News. I am Kyle Saunders. Good morning to you.